Summer means toil for farmers, and gleaning off that are the powers in government. I came upon DATCAP Secretary Sheila Harsdorf at a field day in Janesville.
Well, it's always great to be able to attend a field day to really actually see how the practices that farmers are using and really to learn about new practices, best practices. And so this is it's a great opportunity to learn about that, and today specifically about organic farming practices, but also provides me the opportunity to just talk with some of the area farmers and growers and to hear from them what's important to them, what we can do at the department to be helpful, and it's just a great opportunity to make connections.
So what have you been hearing? What are farmers requesting from DATCAP?
Well, actually, so far today, it's really, it's an opportunity for farmers to find out some of the new practices, mm-hmm. what's working. And, one of the things that we recognize is what works for one farmer might not work for another. It depends upon their soil type, the terrain. So it's just a great learning opportunity. We have had the opportunity to talk about the importance of water quality and mm-hmm. how different tillage practices can influence the amount of runoff and infiltration. And, it's all about developing and creating healthy soils so that you have high productivity.
So how is this influencing your decisions at the Capitol?
Well, one of the things that at the department, obviously, that we are a very diverse department. We deal a lot with agriculture, but we deal with animal health and crop production, conservation practices, and of course we have consumer protection. But we are largely a regulatory agency. But one of the things that, if you take a look at what we're doing to try and provide assistance to farmers in conservation practices and protecting water quality, I think if you look at this earlier this year, the governor-led legislature supported an increase in the producer-led watershed protection grants. Mm-hmm. And just last year, we saw the amount of interest in that program triple. And so it was really great to see the increased financial support from the governor and the legislature to increase the available funding for that. So we've gone from $250,000 a year to each year of this biennium, $750,000. And so, we know that the best thing is to create the incentives for farmers themselves to drive these efforts, mm-hmm. to protect soil, to protect water, and that's why these programs are so very important.
So the face of agriculture, in a way, is changing to make room for larger populations. What new tidbits of information are you finding while you go on these crop tours that you wouldn't have known beforehand?
Well, obviously, I have a background in agriculture, and my major is animal science. I took some agronomy classes when I was in college, so we have the basics. But farming practices change over the years, mm-hmm. and so just cutting out, it's been a number of years since I've actively farmed, and so just the opportunity to see, cover crops are becoming more common, and just learning how we can protect the soils and improve the soil quality, and we continue to learn more, it's all about putting it to practice on our farms. We've got the producer-led watershed grants, mm-hmm. and the beauty of those are actually driven by farmers themselves. Instead of government driving the programs, it's all about encouraging farmers to get involved because those are the most effective. And I think, we are seeing sometimes it takes a while to see those benefits. Mm-hmm. But I think if you look at just the amount of minimum tillage and no-till that we have now, you don't see a moldboard plow very often these days. And so it used to be in my part of the state where it was difficult to do no-till. But due to genetics, due to better equipment design, you're seeing it's very common now. And so those are all due to improved technology, improved equipment, improved genetics, and better management, allowing us to conserve the soil and practice water conservation.
So we're standing in a hemp field right now. What are some of the changes and regulations that are happening for that industry?
Well, as industrial hemp is a brand new crop, and it was authorized to be approved by states within the 2014 Farm Bill, which designates it as a research pilot program. And so Wisconsin, last November, I think it was, when the legislature passed and the governor signed into law a pilot program for growing industrial hemp. And so the department was directed to write an emergency rule in 90 days, and that obviously was a tremendous challenge, but we got that done. So then this spring, of course, we opened it up, the license licensing for both growing and processing of industrial hemp. And we have about 200 that are licensed to grow it, mm-hmm. and about 100 that are licensed to process it.
So what will that do for the state economy?
Well, obviously, you know, one of the things that we stressed at the department was make sure you know your market, that you have a market. Mm-hmm. Because this is the first growing season we've grown it here, and it's new in most states, you know, we have to develop the markets for it. We have to develop the processing mm-hmm. Capabilities. And so, you know, those are things that I know the industry is very committed to doing.
While common in the 1950s, hemp is new to Wisconsin again, and Secretary Sheila Harsdorf is part of the team working to reintroduce it. For the Wisconsin Farm Report, I'm Bobby Joe Burgum.